From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz toured a detention center in Cutler Bay today that's housing 70 migrant children, some who are newborns. Wasserman Schultz visited another one in Homestead on Saturday. As WLRN intern Sam Turkin reports, she said the differences between the two are stark.
Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz said the Monsignor Brian Walsh Children's Village facility is much nicer than the Homestead one, which is housing older children.
Kids here are taken on field trips, then this is more like a facility with a full program, unlike the bare bones military style antiseptic facility in Homestead.
Wasserman Schultz said some children at the Cutler Bay Center have already been reunited with family or sponsors.
But they also don't have anyone to coordinate with on the weekends. So if there was aggressive efforts to reunify these children with their parents, then it would be a 24/7 effort.
The facility is holding 22 children who've been separated from their families. The others are unaccompanied minors. I'm Sam Turkin in Cutler Bay.